Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
It's the luck of the Irish.
It sure is. We decided to do something special for St. Patrick's Day, and we watched Leprechaun.
Fantastic movie.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Sure.
I've never seen that before.
Really?
Yep.
It's an absolute classic.
I had never, like, had the desire to watch it because it just looks so stupid.
I mean, it is, 100%, yeah. But is Jenny Aniston's first, like, major movie role?
Jenny? Are you on, like, a first name, nickname basis with her?
We're besties.
Oh, okay.
This movie came out the year I was born, so it's like, I was born when her career started.
Oh, jeez.
We're just best friends.
Okay.
DM all the time on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
No. It's probably her assistant.
Oh, God. No, I had never just had any desire to watch it. I mean, I'm glad that we did, because it was nice to see it. It did not hold up well.
Oh, no.
I think that it was just a mess.
I mean, the nice thing about this is there's, like, another 7 years worth of St. Patrick's Day Leprechaun movies.
Oh.
And they just get better.
Do they?
When he goes to the hood, that's honestly, it might be peak Leprechaun when he's in the hood.
Really?
It's great.
Huh, but it doesn't have Jenny in it, does it?
No, this is the only one she's in.
Oh, okay.
Her career took off, and she was beyond this now.
Oh, all right.
I think this was a couple years before Friends, or like right before Friends.
Right.
So she was getting famous.
True. I mean, it did launch her career, and brought her to Friends, which is a fucking great show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, very nervous first watching Friends.
It's a little overrated, but it's still a good show. Like, people go crazy for it. Like, it's a good show, don't get me wrong, but it's not, like, one of the best sitcoms of all times.
Oh, no, by far. There's other, like, I think some of the newer stuff is probably better, like, story-wise, because, like, there's only so much they could do back then.
Right.
They didn't have cell phones and, like, the technology that we have for getting people into trouble.
Right. Now, I'm not going to continue to pause. I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to let everybody else know. We have a change of location. We are actually at Anthony's house this time to record, and he lives kind of on a busy street, so you might hear cars going back and forth.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let everybody know.
Unfortunately, my car is dead, so I could not travel.
That's okay. We made it work.
We always make it work for you guys. There's a will, there's a way.
I just... The killings were interesting.
He has some creative ways of killing people.
I mean, the pogo stick was...
It's so great.
Pretty funny.
It's great. He's singing a little song, you know?
And just, like, the dialogue between the characters was funny as well. Like, when she's getting her leg caressed under the car, and she's like, I know what it feels like to have a man caress my leg. And yep. Her dad looks at her. You do?
Her dad has maybe like 10 lines in this entire movie.
That was by far the best.
And easily, that was his top moment.
Oh, yeah.
Right before he got his hand bit by a kitty, quote
unquote. Yeah. When he pulled his hand out of wherever he was reaching into, I was like, I've been bit by my cat before. I don't think cats can make that kind of wound like that.
That was like a little jaw of a humanoid creature.
Right.
Which it was. It was a leprechaun. Spoiler.
You know, yeah, right.
It wasn't a cat.
Now, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Did they ever explain why it was the father and daughter that just moved to that weird abandoned house?
In the beginning of the movie, he says, I bought this place as, like, their home, I guess.
Okay, but it's just the two of them?
Yeah, it's just the two of them. And they're from L.A.,
okay.
And if you saw the plates, apparently this is North Dakota, and, like, that's a big fucking change of pace.
Oh, yeah.
From L.A. to North Dakota? Like, what the fuck is in North Dakota?
The other two characters that I loved was the little boy and Ozzy.
Ozzy is, like, the definition of Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
He is not smart. He is...
He's a grown man, but he has the mentality of a child.
Five max. Like right. A five-year-old.
Right.
But he means well. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He has no ill intents.
The two of them are part of the house painter company that is painting their house, which they're painting it blue and, like, red, the shingles red, like...
Yeah,
the,
they... It's from red. What I noticed, it was, like, blue siding, red shingles.
Very weird.
First of all, this house is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right. Why so bright?
And, like, yeah, you're just making it out to be like, I don't know how to pick colors for a house, because I'm from the city.
Yeah, jeez. But the two of them find this abandoned car with a pot of gold in it. No, not a pot of gold. It's like a bag.
A sack of gold.
Yeah, pretty much. The way that he was like, oh, you have to bite on it to tell if it's real. And, like, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But then he swallowed the coin. I've swallowed coins before.
Interesting. Yeah. How old were we?
Probably old enough to know better.
Anything above 10 is a bit too old.
Yeah, I was definitely old enough to know better. We were at my mom's, my mom and dad's. They belong to, like, the Knights of Columbus, which is, like, an organization.
For rich,
like,
people. Royalty.
No.
Are they the leaders?
They were for a while.
Oh, the presidents.
And we get, like, we get family of the year a lot.
Of course you do.
And every time they tell me, I'm like, again? Really?
There's no other families that are good.
Right? It's like an organization. They all get together and, like, picnics and, you know, things like that throughout the summer. And in the fall, they do a murder mystery party. Like, it's like a fundraiser for them. It's like a fundraiser that they did. And my mom was in it. And I think my dad, he was either in it or he was working it or whatever. And we're all sitting there watching it go down. I've got a pile of coins in front of me. And I just start swallowing coins because the one girl dared me. She's like, you won't do it. I was like, oh yeah, that.
Quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies?
All of it.
Oh.
The quarter was the problem.
Yeah, those are big.
Yeah, so the quarter got stuck. And I started to choke, like, in front of the entire thing. My mom and one of her friends, like, dragged me to the bathroom, hung me upside down, and just, like, smacking my back and, like, trying to get me...
Does nobody know the Heimlich
maneuver? I guess not. I remember being flipped upside down. I could be thinking of that wrong. Maybe they did the Heimlich, but I remember them flipping me upside down to try.
I feel like this is a memory that, like, you would remember if somebody came behind you, as right. opposed to being flipped upside down.
Yeah, it's very, very odd. So I had a problem with the quarter. So those coins were bigger than a quarter.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So how did he swallow that? There wasn't even any, like, choking or anything on it.
It was just, ooh.
I swallowed the quarter. Was it fucking Justin?
Basically.
Yeah.
That's Justin in 10 years.
Yeah.
Painting houses.
Oh, God.
He doesn't listen. You'll also hear plenty of animals.
Yeah. We've got the zoo over here.
I like animals, what can I say? I'm basically a collector at this point.
Yeah, right? Was it three dogs, three cats?
Three dogs, three cats.
You'll hear them a lot walking around. There's nothing we can do to stop them.
Even the threat of the spray bottle is not enough.
I guess.
Them moving into this house, there's a bunch of shit left over from the guy who used to live there, O'Grady.
Gigantic-ass tarantulas have taken over, apparently.
I don't even think tarantulas spin webs like that, but there's webs fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's been 10 years.
I know. Well, I mean, in 10 years' time, it could.
Yeah, but
I'm sure there were other spiders in there as well. There had to have been.
I don't know. That tarantula's a big boy. That's King Daddy Spider.
Yeah, I know.
He's eating all the others.
Huge.
There's this box that the guy had left with a four-leaf clover on it. Four-leaf clover flies off. Out pops the leprechaun.
It was nice that you got to see him almost, like, right away in the beginning. So that way it wasn't, like, a mystery as to what he looked like.
Oh, they are not afraid to show him in this movie.
No. And it was cool because he's in Harry Potter.
Yep, that's Warwick Davis.
Yep.
He is the most famous, I think, of little people.
Well, Peter Dinklage.
Well, now Peter Dinklage, but, like, my era before Game of Thrones, when I watched Little People, it was always Warwick Davis.
Was he also Mini-Me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
He's had such iconic roles.
Yeah.
I don't think he's dead, though. I don't remember. Think so. I saw something that was, like, a tribute to him a bit ago, but I was like, he didn't die, did he?
Nope, IMDb says he's still alive, so... Okay.
It must have just been, like, his birthday or something.
Yeah.
And somebody had, like, posted a bunch of, like, all of his
posts. It was just his birthday. February 3rd, 1970.
Look at that.
Happy birthday, dude.
I do remember seeing it not that long ago. I know I'm not crazy all the time. Shout out to you, great leprechaun.
He comes out of the box and then just really starts terrorizing them in the funniest ways, though.
Oh, he... For somebody who wants his gold, he also wants to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his main goal is to just have fun while he's getting his gold back.
Yeah, I mean, he killed the guy with the pogo stick because he had one of the pieces of gold. So really, he's just going after trying to search and hunt for the gold, which mm-hmm. makes sense. You know, you don't touch the leprechaun's gold. That's yeah. the whole moral of the story.
The moral of the story is if you find a leprechaun, do not steal his gold.
Right. Or he's going to fuck you up.
And your family, and the cops, and anybody you try to sell the gold to.
Oh my god, I know. Just the way he did it. And I guess, you know, for the time this movie was made, the effects were probably, you know, top-notch for that time.
I would say, like, even watching this movie, I think the first time I saw it, I had to have been in, like, elementary school, if not middle school.
Right.
It was great then. But then that's also when, like, taste isn't really great and stuff.
Right.
You know, we watched a bunch of kid shows and kid movies that were, my God, watching them now, the worst scripts and acting. By far.
I know. Speaking of, I want to do it at some point because I see it's on HBO Max, but The Uninvited, the movie I keep talking about, is on HBO Max.
Which one is that?
The Uninvited.
Who's in that?
Emily Browning from Sucker Punch and...
That's the blonde chick, right?
Yes. Ariel something. She was in a lot
Grande?
Of...
Grande?
No. I said Ariel, not Ariana.
I know, but you might have been mispronouncing it.
No.
One can hope it's Ariana Grande.
When this movie came out, Ariana Grande was probably like 11.
Oh, then not Ariana Grande.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I thought this was like a more recent movie. Mm-mm. Okay. We'll have to look at the trailer after this.
Okay. It's with Elizabeth Banks, too, from...
I love Elizabeth Banks.
Mm-hmm. She plays the crazy, like, stepmom.
Mm-hmm. She's crazy. Also the announcer in Pitch Perfect.
Yes, she is.
Who has some of the most wild fucking lines ever.
It's literally, Pitch Perfect is probably one of my dad's favorite movies.
Really?
Yes. No matter where it is in the movie, like, if he's just flipping through the channels and it's on, he'll stop and he'll watch it. I remember when the third one came out, we all went to go see it the Thursday before it was released in, like, the midnight premieres, how they do it now. It's, like, the Thursday before.
Yeah.
We went to go see it then as a family. We all went out to dinner, and then we went to go see Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, my God.
I do remember that. We saw it in the IMAX theater that was in... The one in Howell. No, the one in Howell. It's not an AMC. It's the... God, it's been so long. The Escape Theater.
Oh, that place.
So, like, their version of IMAX, like, the two screens that they have that are, like, gigantic. Yeah. So we saw it there, and it wasn't a fully crowded theater, but...
I don't expect it to be.
Hey.
I mean, not to shit on Pitch Perfect. The first one's amazing.
Yeah.
But by the time they get to the third one, they're really stretching their plot.
Yeah, but... A whole family had sat down next to us as well, and my dad was on the end of where we are, so he was next to the lady, the mom or the grandma or whoever of the group, who would not stop talking throughout the movie.
Oh, no.
So I thought he was going to lose his fucking mind.
Of course. Why wouldn't he?
I just absolutely love those movies. They're great. I like the soundtrack. I like the... Fat Amy. Fat Patricia.
She is by far one of the best characters. I love Anna Kendrick in that, too.
Yeah.
I guess your dad's just really a big a cappella fan?
Because he knows the songs.
They do play, like, older-esque songs and then newer,
right. hippier songs. Ooh, those are fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah, like whenever we would go like on family trips up to go visit my aunt or whatever, we would always play like the soundtrack in the car on the way up
there. Pitch
Perfect? Oh, yeah.
Next time I see your dad, I'm going to bring up Pitch Perfect.
See what he says.
I want to see how big of a fan he is.
Loves it.
They are good movies, though. I'm not going to lie about that. It made me very interested in a cappella for a little bit where yeah. I was like,
I listened to Pentatonix for a little while.
Yes. I did. I looked them up on YouTube.
They're pretty good.
For a time.
Yeah. So they bring the dad to the hospital after he gets bit, and then they go back to the house to clean it?
I literally have no idea what is happening at this point. I've seen this movie so many times. At this point is where it gets weird, because they go back to the house and they're just like, all right, well, we got to figure out where we're staying tonight. Do you not live in town?
Right.
Like, why are you sleeping in this woman's house that you just met today?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, being stalked and, you know, terrorized by this leprechaun, so.
But even so, it's like, I would have been like, all right, peace. I don't need to be a part of this shit.
So they're all banding together and Nathan goes out and gets caught in a bear trap.
Which doesn't even have spikes.
Yeah.
It's literally just like a clamp.
Yeah.
Breaks flesh, though.
Yep.
Mauls it like fucking meatloaf.
I wonder if it would do that without the spikes.
No.
I mean, it would probably break skin if it snaps super hard and super quickly. That could break the skin. But it wouldn't have, like, it almost looked like bite marks.
Yeah, it was like
his leg.
It turned his flesh into, like, ground meat.
God.
I mean, that's what it looked like.
Isn't that what vagina looks like, too?
No!
Roast beef! Extra meat. Arby's.
No. They all come in different
flavors.
Shapes and flavors, too, yes.
Oof. Filet-O-Fish.
No, that's really dirty ones. You smell that before you go down there, then you don't go down there.
Mm.
That's when you say, oh, man, it's getting late.
Have you ever experienced that? Like, not one that smells like fish, but one that's like
a little stinky?
Yeah. And how did you react? Were you like, oh, bitch, your shit is rank?
No. I would never do that. I think sex is a very personal thing.
Okay.
And I don't want to embarrass somebody
like that. Because that's embarrassing. How do you recover from that?
That could shatter somebody's whole, like, sexual persona, really, where they're just, like, now afraid to have sex with people because they're like, oh my God, what if it smells?
Right. But do you just continue? I handle it tactfully. Okay. You're just like, oh. And now I'm done.
No, I would,
Yep, that's exactly what I thought that would have tasted like.
I wouldn't even taste.
Okay.
I would then just start doing other things. Like, there's other ways of getting a woman off. You don't have to just use your tongue.
No, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're already starting to go down there and then you just slowly come back up without doing anything.
Well, no, I have to do something.
Oh, okay. So you man up, muster up the strength and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had one that's been really bad.
Okay.
Where it's been to the point of, like, I'm gagging, you know? So, I'm like, alright, whatever, I can deal with it.
Okay.
You know, there's certain smells and things that happen during sex sometimes that, like...
Yeah, sex has a very distinct smell.
Sex is gross sometimes. Real fucking raunchy and shit, it's gross as hell.
I mean, it's even worse for us because we're using the poop chute.
Yes, and if it hasn't been properly douched, you know...
Right.
Then...
It can get a little messy. I mean, shit happens, but... Literally.
Shit does happen, which reminds me of a story from high school I'll tell you about after this.
Ooh, okay.
You do other things. I put my mouth other places. Because, alright, so like, the upper inner thigh of a woman, very sensitive.
Same for a man.
I mean, I've never had anybody do what I do to women there, so I don't know.
It's like right where your leg meets your hip, that little crevice right mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Works the same.
Yeah, You get in there, you nibble on it, you do things to that.
Yeah.
While you're doing other things.
But your nose is still there and you're still like...
But it's never been that bad that I've gagged. I'm not going to just not do anything because, like, they're going to ask why.
What does it normally taste like? Nickel?
Okay, slightly metallic, but slightly sweet.
Sweet?
It's odd. Yes, it is odd. Is it
the juices that make it sweet?
I don't know exactly.
But, like, why metallic? That's weird. Dick doesn't taste metallic.
Well, it's, like, not, like, if you think of, like, eating coins, metallic. Like, when you're eating soup and you, like, get a little bit of the spoon in there.
Okay.
It's not, like, metallic, but, like, you're getting, like, because, you know, it's inside of a body a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the inside of a cheek, I believe it's what it's described as.
Okay.
Where it's, like, mucusy and, like, it's got things.
Okay. Glands.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
So, like, I don't know why it tastes like that, but it's not bad. It's not a bad taste. You get used to it, and then, you know, they all taste different. Depends on what they eat and stuff, too.
Oh.
Just like with a man and his sperm. you know, high pineapple diet. Yes. Makes it a little sour or sweet. I don't know. I've heard it both ways, where some people are like, ah, oh, it makes it sour.
I mean...
I don't know. I've never tasted it.
I mean, I obviously have tasted it. I'm most of the times, this is going to be a little graphic for you, most of the times it doesn't even hit my taste buds.
Because it's just all the way back?
Yep, straight back and down.
Which is fine. I think, who was it? Justine?
Well, Justine's a quitter.
The one, but she described it as like...
the warm, salty, loogie. Yes,
yeah. that was the way she described it. And...
I'm a quitter.
I've always pictured that in my head whenever, like, I finish in a girl's mouth. And I'm just like, God. I don't know if I could do that. I would probably be a quitter if I was a dude or a chick.
That's not bad.
I mean, you're not tasting it. For those that taste it, you know, the ones who like the little facials.
Right.
Where they stick their tongue out, like, well, ain't avoiding it then.
My problem with the facials is sometimes it doesn't, like, you might, like, aim it for the mouth and tongue out, but sometimes it shoots out a little, like, know, sometimes it just shoots. So I, like, I've gotten it in my eye before. It's not a pleasant experience.
Oof.
So I don't.
You gotta close your eyes.
I mean, yeah, obviously. But then, like, what's the point? Like, the whole point of the facial is to be able to watch.
I mean, that's true. It's very unpredictable in the way it shoots at times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It can come out like a fucking rocket. Sometimes it's like a fucking sniper rifle going off. Right. Or it's just halfway across the room and you're like, Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck happened today? And then other times it's like a little trickle.
Yeah, like a glob.
Yeah. After, like, the third or fourth time, it's just like, bro, I'm done. I'm tired. Yeah. The puffs. The puffs of air come out. Oh, but the story. High school.
Oh, so, we're telling that now?
Yeah, before I forget, because I'm going to forget. I almost forgot just now. In high school, there was a story of this girl who had done anal with her boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
And they got startled, I guess, in the middle. I don't know, like, somebody came home, somebody opened the door, I don't know. But he pulled out and, like, tried going under to, like, hide. She ended up shitting on his chest.
Woo! Okay, I mean, have you ever seen Zach and Miri make a porno?
Yes.
So, like, the frosting on a cupcake.
Yes, it's very similar to when they're shooting the anal scene there.
Right. I mean, I've had experiences where, like, you pull out too fast, and, I mean, you know, you're pushing it back in, and if it's not all cleaned out, it's gonna stick.
Well, that, and, like, the ass doesn't close up right away after it's been stretched out for a bit.
Right. So, you know, it's bound to happen. I've never had an experience where, like, I've pulled out and it's literally just rocketed out of somebody to the point where it would have shit all over my chest. I mean, like, I've had people who were riding and, you know, they get up and, like, there's shit on me. And, like, but, you know, it happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Sex is gross sometimes.
Right. But, like, what am I going to do? Be like, oh, that's fucking gross. We need to stop. No. Hop in the shower. Keep it moving.
I put it in a girl's ass one time. I had a condom on.
Okay. So a barrier for the shit.
Yes. I don't remember why. I think it was because we were having regular sex, and then we switched to it, and I just didn't take the condom off.
Okay.
Because normally I wouldn't wear a condom for anal.
I mean, you should probably still wear a condom for anal, but okay.
I mean, what's the odds of anal having the gonorrheas and stuff, you know? It's got to be lower.
We're just going to move on from that.
It can't be as high. STD-free since 1993 for me, okay? I got nothing. We're good.
But
we had anal sex, and I went to take the condom off, and there was a little poo on the condom. And that's been my only experience with pulling out and there being poop after anal.
I mean, you didn't then stick it back into her vagina, did you?
No, I took the condom off. I finished at that point.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm like, that's one thing to go to vagina to ass, but don't go ass to vagina.
Oh, no. You never go back.
No. Just like you never wipe front. You always wipe front to back. Never wipe back to front.
Three fingers.
Yes, only with three fingers. Fucking insane.
I had sex with this girl this one time, and we had regular sex, anal sex, and then she wanted to have regular sex again. But I was like, can't. Like, I had to, like, clean off.
Right. Can't just
go right into it. And she goes, I got this. And goes down and gives me a blowjob. to clean off my dick.
After it was in her ass?
Yeah.
What, did you have a condom on?
No, this was a girl that I didn't have a condom on with. And
freak.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't let her kiss me after that. Okay. Because I was like, that's a bit much. A normal blowjob, I'll kiss you afterwards. That's fine. Even if I finish in your mouth, I'll kiss you afterwards. It's fine. My dick was in your ass, and you just sucked it. I'm not kissing you afterwards. Mm. I draw the line somewhere, like...
So, if you were to eat her ass, would you then kiss her afterwards?
No, out of respect.
What if she went to kiss you?
If she wanted me to, knowing what I did, that's on her.
Okay.
But I'm not going to initiate it.
Okay.
Because just eat your ass. Like, I'm not going to initiate a fucking kiss with you. I mean, obviously it was clean if I ate it, but right. Still, I ain't doing that.
Wow, this is the most sexual we've been in a while.
All of this, like, we haven't recorded in a little bit, so it's, like, pent up.
Right.
It's all just flowing out right now. It's like we wore a chastity belt for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, for real. I know, we gotta get back into the slut of slasher sluts.
Oh, yeah, plenty of stories to tell. Some new, some old. You never know.
That's true. Well, we should probably get back to the movie.
Yeah, I don't remember where we are.
Me either.
So, let's pick a spot.
They went back. The bear trap.
Bear trap, yeah.
We were at the bear trap.
Ground right. Meat.
Yes.
Roast beef.
Yes, roast beef.
See, we get there eventually. Yeah, we get there. We find our way back home.
The leprechaun just comes and attacks them while they're all... Does he come and attack them while they're all trying to get him out of the bear trap?
Yes. That's when he rushes Jennifer Aniston's character and then pushes her off of him and then goes and bites this guy's leg. And yeah. They start hitting him with a stick, the flashlight, a rock.
Yeah, nothing seemed to work. They all... What was crazy to me is when they were all in the car trying to escape and the leprechaun goes in to the shed and comes out with his little toy car... That's got, like, a pitchfork at the end of it. I honestly thought he was going to run in and pop their tires, so they couldn't go anywhere. I was not expecting him to run into the side of the car, but his tiny little car somehow flipped the big truck over.
Leprechaun magic.
I guess. That was insane. Absolutely insane.
This movie, you have to truly suspend your disbelief of physics and how things work.
Yeah.
Because magic.
I guess.
Like, this leprechaun takes a toy car for a spin on a road and gets pulled over by a cop.
That he ends up killing.
Yes. Very.
Chasing through the woods.
Very fucking funny where he starts going boop, boop, patting his head back and forth. He's like, that was fun.
Yeah. After he snapped his neck, that was just...
This leprechaun, like, these are the movies I love. Villains who literally are having fun and fucking with them. That's why I love Scream so much. Like, I just love the aspect of fucking with somebody before you kill them.
I mean, I don't think you could put Scream and Leprechaun in the same kind of category.
No. Scream is, like, a 20 out of 10. Leprechaun's, like, a 6 on a good day.
Oh, okay. Is that your rating? We're not there yet, though. So let's just, you know, no more premature...
premature discharge of the rating.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
Forget you heard that.
As he's chasing the cop, is that when they go to try and find out how to kill him? They're all over the place in this movie. They go to the house, they leave the house. They come back to the house, they leave the house. You know, they go and realize that the old man who had gotten attacked in the beginning of the movie, like the opening scene,
Dan O'Grady.
He got attacked because he found the gold and he locked the leprechaun in the crate that they had Jenny opened up. And
the part I think that you're talking about when they devised the plan to distract the leprechaun, they get a box of shoes. And for some reason in this movie, the mythology of leprechauns is they cannot stop themselves from shining shoes.
Yeah.
It's like their second weakness. The first one, we'll tell you in a bit. The second one, he must shine shoes.
Right, it was really funny that they just kept, she's escaping, and
he's watching her, he's looking at her, he's like, God damn it, I gotta fucking shine this shoe. I know,
they just keep throwing shoe after shoe for him to shine. That was pretty funny.
It's like a cat with a laser pointer, you know? They're distracting him, making him bounce all around.
Right.
But that is when she goes to meet Dan O'Grady to figure out the way of killing a leprechaun.
Right.
When she gets to this hospital, of course, the sleeping guard.
I thought he was dead at first. When she first walked up to him, I thought he was just laying there slumped dead. And then when she went to go reach for the clipboard, that just said room numbers.
Yeah, because this movie had a budget.
Then he started to move, so I realized that he was still alive. I don't know. I don't think those were by room numbers, because she walked a hell of a far way.
She was on a different floor. Like, she opens the thing, fourth name down, Dan O'Grady.
Right.
Not in alphabetical order.
Mm-mm.
There was M's, there was P's, there was the O's. Like, I think it even went by his first name, first of all.
Okay.
Which doesn't even make sense anyway.
No, they wouldn't have done that. I mean, it could have been by, like, intake. You know?
Because he's been there for 10 years.
Right.
All the other people are dead that were there before him.
Right. Or got discharged.
I don't think anybody gets discharged from that place.
You never know. But she finally finds his room and asks how to kill him. And, like, the fact that he didn't turn around, I'm like, okay, it's the leprechaun.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Turns around, and then they have the weird chase where he's in the fucking wheelchair just going after her. Very funny. And then she gets in the elevator, and Dan O'Grady's, like, actual body comes out of the ceiling of the elevator.
They had to put it somewhere that she would run into it.
Very weird. He told her the secret to kill the leprechaun, which was finding a four-leaf clover by the well at the house.
And touching him with it.
Yeah.
Easiest way to kill, I think, a villain ever, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, the odds of finding a four-leaf clover are not high.
No.
I searched when I was a child.
Me too. I think I found one.
I think I found a five-leaf clover one time, but not a four.
Right.
Which, to me, I was like, I'm pretty sure these ones are bad luck. I think it's like, three is normal, four is good luck, five is bad luck.
Yeah.
So I threw that one away. And keep that shit.
So she goes back to the house with her missing brake light.
When you said that, I was like, what? So what the fuck are you talking about?
She had a brake light out.
She did, though. That's the thing.
Well, the cop wasn't going to stop her. He's dead.
Yeah. The only cop this town had out patrolling roads.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yep. To search for the four-leaf clover, and the little boy is trying to set up, like, traps for him to try and get him. And when they were having their struggle, the leprechaun and the little boy, where his head was by the bear trap, and the amount of movement you were making by it would have snapped closed.
Yes. It also wouldn't have killed him.
No.
There's no spikes.
Right.
It would have maybe dented his skull, but like,
that probably would have crushed it enough to probably cause some damage.
I mean, yeah, but nothing he can't recover from.
The storyline of them trying to keep the goal to fix his brain, so heartbreaking. So, like, it made you feel so good. I know, it's like, oh.
People make fun of you. They make fun of me? Well, behind your back.
Yeah, not to your face.
And he's like,
wait, what?
That's not better. That's worse.
Right. I don't know. That was a whole weird thing. And they're having another fight, and she gives him back his gold out of the well. And he's sitting there counting it, and he realizes that there's one piece missing. The piece that Ozzy had swallowed.
Fucking Ozzy.
I know. So Leprechaun's attacking him with his belt buckle, which I thought was pretty funny. I don't know why he sliced his face. You didn't slice his face. You could have just cut him open.
It was like pimp slapping him.
Yeah.
He's like, give me my fucking gold. Yeah. Going back and forth.
But the little boy shoots him with a slingshot. He wraps the four-leaf clover in a piece of gum, shoots the slingshot at him, and right into his mouth. So, you know, he got it, and they pushed him back into the well. Comes back out, and all, like, burned and disfigured. And
melted.
They hit him with the back of the shotgun back down the well. This is the funny part, too, because Nathan grabs the gasoline and pours it down the well, lights a match, and they all run for cover, and the whole thing explodes.
Like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah. I don't think that's how that would have worked.
No. Also, by the time he took two steps, the match would have already been in the gas.
Yeah. It literally would have lit the entire walls of the way down. Because there's no way the gas didn't splat, didn't go all the way down and not hit the walls.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's liquid.
Right. I just don't think it would have exploded like that.
No, it's not explosive like that. Like, to get gas to blow up, you need a lot of it.
Yeah.
That was like a gallon. Two max.
Speaking of, like, gas explosions, there is another movie I would like to do. It's not technically a horror movie, but, like, we can watch it on our own. It's called The Burning Sea. I'll show you the trailer after. It's also not a movie in English.
Is it about, like, an oil spill?
Yes. It's like an oil tanker explosion. Kind of like Deepwater Horizon.
Okay.
With Mark Wahlberg and Dylan O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Sexy Dylan O'Brien. Oof.
Ooh, daddy.
yum. And then the movie ends. But you can hear the leprechaun, like, reciting some sort of, like, chant or spell. Or, the like, last I'll be of back. His
magic.
Right. I'll be back. So it's like, all right, they're setting it up for another one, which they obviously did.
Another seven times.
Oh, God.
Two in the hood, one in space.
Two are in the hood?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
There's two in the hood, one time where he's in space, and then three or four other ones. Huh. I think there's seven total.
So I'm going to let you rate this one first, since you already went out.
So that movie was comparing it to Scream. I'm going to give it slightly higher on its own. I'm just going to give it a 7 out of 10. This movie's great. I love this movie. It's a classic. I find it hilarious. It's not scary in the slightest. Not at all. But you will be dying laughing during this movie.
Right.
The Leprechaun has some of the stupidest and funniest dialogue I have ever heard. And then just the actors themselves, like, you know they're not great actors.
No.
The dialogue in this movie is be great at best. But it's a great movie.
I mean, I would probably give it a 7 as well. And the reason for that is, while it wasn't a fantastic movie, it is one of those, like, cult classics.
Oh, yeah, huge fucking gathering of people following
us. Oh, yes, of course. And it's, you know, one of those movies that people can watch over and over again and still find new things that are funny. I'm sure if I watch it again, there will be things that I missed the first time. But the dialogue was funny and comical, you know, sometimes a little too much. A little much,
but
The killings, while the effects didn't hold up, it was still kind of interesting to see, you know, for the time it was in, it was done well.
The woman falling down the stairs, the first kill of the entire movie, was so bad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, a single drop of blood coming out of, like, her nose, I think, and, oh, she's dead.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it was good. I think it was a perfect St. Patrick's Day movie. I don't think there's really any other one that would have fit better for our first St. Patrick's Day.
I don't even know, other than the other Leprechaun movies, if there is another movie that takes place during St. Patrick's Day.
I'll have to take a look, but
it's like Thanksgiving with Thanksgiving. Like,
it's true.
There's like two of those, you know? Should have been three.
So that's what I would give it. I hope everyone's having a good St. Patrick's Day, getting out there, getting wasted.
Make sure you're wearing your green, otherwise people will berate you.
That's true. People get very crazy over their St. Patrick's Day. Even a lot of people who are not Irish.
Most of them are not Irish, right. And they just get so mad.
You know, I love me a good ginger daddy.
I remember. The Seaside Parade actually got moved to April 2nd.
I saw that.
So, catch us there.
Yeah. I mean, I have to go to work afterwards, but sure.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Go to work drunk. Who cares?
I'm not really a drunk.
I'm not either, but I will be drinking because it's their holiday. That's Celebrate true. It their way.
I'm Irish.
I'm not. But I'm Italian, and it starts with an I.
Yeah, that's the same. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this special episode. We will be back on our Monday regular episode with something different.
Yeah. You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
That's true. Don't forget to make good life choices.
Be good people.
Ooh. I guess you can follow us if you want. We totally forgot about that, but that's fine. You can hunt for it. It's a special episode. Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
Yeah.
Go listen to another one to find out.
You know what hasn't come back in a while? The fisticuffs.
Oh, he did fisticuff people.
He did.
He was fisticuffing like there was no tomorrow.
all the fists.
The fists, the belt buckles, a little bit of everything.